Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Yes, and today, it's the decade of the big hair. This is our topic today, is the decade of the big hair. The 1980s, even the bands had big hair. Remember, Axl
yes.
Rose had way out there hair, and so did John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Brett Michaels.
Van Halen's.
Oh, Eddie Van Halen.
All the boys.
Eddie, not so much.
No.
If you compare it to, like...
Oh,
So for
if you compare to Axl, no.
Okay, so no. For the younger people that listen to the show, you're going to have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. True.
For the older people, like John Lennon said, we're going to step back in the past just once. And that's the good part about this show. So we're going to talk about the big hair and the filling of the ozone layer going to all the hairspray that was used in the 80s, like Aquanet.
My generation kind of sort of no. I was born in the early 80s, so I kind of remember the mid 80s.
Right, but the decade of the 80s
all
is
the hair
we saw goodbye to disco.
Yes.
Hello to hard rock.
Yes.
AC/DC, Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Queen.
Yeah. Queen, yeah.
Well, Bon Jovi.
Queen was late 70s going into the 80s.
Right,
so
and then we had our carryover bands from the 70s, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
That's another one.
The Beatles.
That's another one that had really big hair. Robert Plant.
Is he like, the fashion, you know.
He looked like a sheepdog.
Flock of Seagulls,
the weird hair.
Oh, dear God,
yes,
no.
Yes, do you remember
anything but the episode of Friends?
Thing. Yes, the episode of Friends where one time, they've got this god-awful
Chandler's got
hair.
The Flock of Seagulls hair.
Yes.
And Ross has
got the afro.
Yeah, from either Hall or Oates. So
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back, Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Because he turned around and he goes...
Joey sits there and goes, well, hello there, Mr. Carter.
Yep. Joey makes the... Because they play the video. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
MTV actually played music videos.
Holy crap.
Roller rinks were around, and I was DJing at a couple of them at the time. And
yes, you were.
If I weren't DJing at them, I was roller skating at them.
Yeah. Yes.
We turned the whole music scene of Wheels Plus all around because we actually started playing the good stuff. And first time they heard the bells toll from Hell's Bells, that was the end of that. We did have some downfalls and some sadness.
Yeah.
You know, we lost Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
We lost Bon Scott from AC/DC.
Yes.
We lost John Lennon
in
December.
December. Let's put it this way: the '80s was a little bit hard at times, and sometimes
but
it was good.
The whole thing that remained consistent through the '80s was big hair.
Yeah, and the clothes.
And the clothes.
Yeah. The brightness.
See, I didn't
get
a chance.
The brightness of the clothes got.
I didn't get a chance to experience big hair because my family is Italian, at least on my father's side. So I had the, what do you call it? The, I hate to look at myself, cut for all of elementary school.
And, oh, you mean the bowl cut?
You mean
most,
this one?
And most of, yeah, put that on camera. Yeah.
The bowl cut.
That thing. Yeah. That's me, that, folks.
That's what it is. It's a bowl cut.
That's me circa 1970-something.
Yep, there is.
You look about 10 or 12.
I was.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
About 10 or 12-ish? Yeah.
1976,
1977. Your mom said
you're about 10. Still elementary school. Yes, that was. It wasn't until after my father passed that I was able to get away a little bit in high school and middle school with the long hair, which I'm pretty sure she has a picture of.
Well, also, middle, here, you well, were complaining about the hair.
I was complaining about
there
the hair.
There you go.
What about the outfit?
I like that shirt. What's wrong with the outfit?
The shirt's not bad. The vest is kind of...
It's a shirt.
It's not a vest. It's just a shirt.
Oh, it's a
shirt.
It's
got a design
on it. Oh, okay.
It was cool for the late
70s. Okay, yeah, now I see. It's kind of like the Hawaiian vest.
But check out the hair.
Over the shirt.
Because
yeah.
My hair had to be like my father's, and we had to go to the...
Oh, so that was grandpa's hair?
We had to go to the, barber.
The barber.
Every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that was about... average, because I remember you turn around and you said to me, I love you, but Saturdays, you turn around, because you were supposed to come to the house, and you're like, fat chance on that. I said, what do you mean, fat chance? Dad's got me going to the barber. I love you. How about Sunday?
But when we get to the, we got to get to the big hair part of this. So I know you've got some pictures of you with the big hair and the 5 gallons of Aquanet that you used to use in your head. So this should be a good story.
Okay. The first picture, I'm just a little kid, so we'll just go with that. All right. Here is the most cutest photo ever. I had what they called the pixie cut. And ladies will remember, especially if you're anywhere between, I'm sorry, I don't mean to.
Medium to short bob.
Yeah, it's a medium to short bob. If you're somewhere in your 70s to your 80s, ladies, you remember going to the hair salon.
But you're only in your 50s.
And it's called, I know that, smarty panties.
It's okay, my mom... Still, till
the day she
died.
My mom,
till
the day she,
beehive.
Rocked her 1950s beehive hairdo.
Yes.
If you look at the photos, in the first episode when I did the House Rabbit Society for Know Your Berkshires.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's a picture. The blonde holding the white rabbit.
Right.
Yes, you're talking about Carol.
The blonde holding the white rabbit.
Yeah, she's talking.
She's talking to my grandmother, and she had a beehive.
She's talking to our director, who is the producer of Know Your Berkshires.
Yes, Miss Carol.
Miss Carol. Yes, go back to that first. Berkshires with the Rabbit Society, and you'll see my mother
with a blonde woman holding a rabbit.
My mother's fake blonde hair with the beehive that she's rocked.
Yeah,
1950 something.
Yeah, when she was really. Still pretty much okay with talking with me. She said the reason why she did it, she had the blonde highlights. They weren't much.
Blonde highlights.
That's what she called them, blonde.
Born a brunette.
Explain your eyebrows, sir. They are blonde.
Yeah, the dirty blonde.
You have dirty blonde eyebrows. Like
exactly.
Right here.
So what she decided to do, as she said, she took the bottle of, literally took the bottles of the peroxide and said, the heck with it. She loved the blonde, so she was going to do what she wanted to do and turned it blonde.
Right, and she's been rocking the 1950s hairstyle for 45 years.
She was comfortable
with it. Yeah, she did.
The only person still alive that was a big witch in hell,
but you know, she wanted to rock with her hair. Let her go.
Yeah, 1950s style.
Now it's my turn.
Hey.
You ready?
The one very good thing I can say about Grandma, and that is she gave me my love for rabbits. So
Why don't you give you her beehive hairdo?
No.
We'd be having words.
Oh, no, no.
Here's mine.
No, no, here it comes.
The girl.
Guys, get this on camera, shall
we? The girl in the blue.
The girl in the blue.
She had the blue outfit. Okay, wait. How much hairspray was involved in this picture?
There was almost a half a can to almost a full.
And this is what, 1978,
79? This was 77, because the baby that is being held by the little boy next to me is my brother. So I was only going for 11 years old. I just turned 11 because this is April.
This is why we have no ozone layer anymore.
And, yeah, I had on a leisure suit.
Yeah, it's a blue.
I'm glad that picture
outfit
disappeared of me in a leisure suit. I really have.
Mom still has it.
There's me and the baby.
We'll never put that picture on camera.
And
thank goodness.
That's my family, and the little girl in the green is my baby sister. Yes, she was had her hair done too, and I put.
It's a green matching leisure suit.
Yeah, right,
she had the hair.
Tell us the story.
I put hairspray in her hair too.
Wait, tell us the story in the '80s. With how much hairspray, how many cans of hairspray you were actually using?
Because
I know when we were together, a wind would come up, you could cut your fingers on her hair. It was so sharp, and it wouldn't move in the wind.
Well, I was a little kid in the 90s. Gust of wind came up. Her hair did not move.
What?
Her hair didn't move.
Yeah.
I was like, are you a witch or something? No. It's the amount of hairspray that was in her hair.
You mean
didn't move.
Something like this?
No, your hair is bigger than that at one point in time.
No, it was bigger than that.
I had just had my teeth tightened, my braces tightened, so I did not want to go ahead and put anything near my face.
I don't think anybody wants to smile after that.
It hurt so bad, and I had only less than a half a quarter of hairspray in because I wanted the bangs to remain where they were.
Right, which tells
and
like,
the end parts had to have the crisp feel.
Right.
Yeah, that's the part that bothered you.
No, the part by me, I mean, you had big hair. You looked like John Bon Jovi at one time. Your hair was like up there, like, what was it, Peggy?
Yeah.
From Married with Children?
That one?
That's a little bit better, yeah. Look how big her hair is. This was the style in the 80s, folks. Every girl, girl in the 80s had big hair.
I was the little girl that's next to me.
Was my classmate.
Was her classmate. It was a birthday party. I'm at a birthday party, and Maya had better hair than the hostess did.
And how long did it take you to get your
because
hair
she had to look
up
fabulous
that high, and how many gallons of hairspray did it take?
That took, actually, I went in the bathroom, and I reborrowed her hairspray because some of it was bothering me. So I had to go back in and respray. And because I said to her, you got your hairspray in there? She goes, girl, I've always got hairspray. And there's an extra can underneath the sink. Go grab it. So I literally grabbed her extra can of hairspray.
This is why we have no ozone layer today.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did the same thing when I was pregnant, too.
That's why I am the way I am.
And she dresses up her pets, as you can tell. There's a lot you're going to learn in this episode today.
Hey. The dog in the photo is Trixie.
Yes, the dog in the photo is Trixie. That was literally her babysitter from the time that I conceived her. That's why I got the big belly, folks. Yeah, Jessica was in there. This is one of my...
Look, before
I'm embarrassed.
Look, we have before and after photos.
There's my Jessie.
How to embarrass your kid in two easy steps.
That was mine and his greatest.
You know what
today, folks, the greatest creation we've ever made.
You know what you
made.
Were getting into when you signed up to do this show.
Now the fun part comes.
I didn't see that part in my contract.
Y'all seen
read
me.
Read the fine print.
Y'all seen me as.
Darn it.
The teenager. Here we go. The older teenager.
The older teenager. See, unfortunately, that's after my dad passed and I was able to let my hair grow out a little bit.
Yeah.
No, this is just before. This is when, yes, it is.
It's starting to grow.
Look at the gold necklace that's on you.
I didn't let my hair grow out until my dad passed.
Really? This is one of them that you... maybe a day after, was told you had to go get your hair cut. And it was after this because your mother said you were told it grew too much. She allowed you to have it for this photo because I have that. I had that necklace
that you never gave back.
What happened to that guy?
I love him. He's handsome. This is my favorite photo. Folks, this is my favorite photo of my boy. That's my...
I was 16. I love
in a denim shirt.
I was like 15, 16, that picture.
You were 14 years old.
How come you know this stuff? I told you the 80s were a little fuzzy.
That's when we met.
When we met.
And, yes, folks, there he is. Isn't he gorgeous?
Fort Jackson, South Carolina for basic training.
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't
all handsome and oh my god, he's just beautiful.
Wasn't the thing they told you?
There he is. He's all handsome.
Okay, wait, I'll get one more person to talk at a time here.
Wasn't the one thing they told you not to do in the photo was not smile?
Yeah, not smile. Don't pretend you're having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Always remember.
She keeps forgetting that one photo, so it's irking me.
That one?
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, so you can tell before the braces.
Yeah, yes. You can tell why she needed the braces. But that's
yeah, a little bit of an overbite.
A little bit. The jaw, I had a piece of my jaw that had to be...
Who cut your hair?
That one?
Weed whacker.
Yeah. You see how it's all hanging on and everything?
See, this is why you go and have a professional do it.
Who cut your hair?
A friend of a friend.
Were they drunk at the time?
Actually, maybe she was. Not quite sure, but
you see how off that is? I mean,
yes. That's what I'm saying.
Gap.
That's what I wanted to show.
There's a big gap here, and then her hair comes way down like this.
Exactly.
I get they were trying to go for diagonal bangs, but they totally missed the mark.
It was terrible.
They totally missed the mark on that. You can tell right here.
Yeah, this is right why there. My mother turns.
It's so uneven. Why do you let strange people cut your hair at 12 years old?
Well,
she didn't really have any.
I didn't really have
that,
a lot of say into that photo about being done because of the fact that, hey, my mother was an idiot the way she was. You know that. But otherwise, I didn't have too much of a problem. A lot of people around gave me grief. Because I was pregnant and using hairspray, up yours. Okay, plain and simple. You don't like it? Oh, well, send me an email. You know what? I'll turn around and I'll do exactly as I do. Delete, 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 delete.
Oh, plus she's going to whip out some more hairspray.
Thank you. And
delete.
We're not even going to go there about that man's hair. My goodness.
Everybody has to understand one thing.
His hair makes her hair look horrible.
Sorry, didn't mean to overstep your talking.
You're fine. I was just making a comment.
Way to go. But they made a hairspray back then called Mink. I don't know if you remember that one or not.
No, but I remember you with the Aquanet.
But Aquanet
that
was...
That seared in my brain.
Well, I had two cans of it.
Because I got brain damage from all that hairspray. They had one of the big
ones.
That's why I am the way I am today.
They had one of the big ones and one of the smaller size ones, and I put them in the locker. Yeah, folks, I didn't have my locker by myself. I shared his. It had everything in it, ladies' feminine, hairspray.
Right. So when my friends go in, I open my locker, my friends are around like Larry and Chris and all that. I go, what's up with all the girl stuff in your locker, bro?
He turns around and goes, well, I've got a girl.
That's Darlene's stuff. Doesn't she have her own locker? Yeah, but I'm in North House. She's in South House, and most of her classes are over here. So it was kind of easier to do this.
Yeah.
So my friends are like, when are you going to get your period? I said, haha, you're funny.
Well, think about it. I went to Albany Always High School, and... And you're right. If you had classes in the north section, and your locker was all the way in the south, you had to go ahead and haul butt, clear across campus in order to go ahead and to get to your own locker. And then they're wondering why you're late for classes.
Right. Exactly. So your mother kind of solved that problem. She had her locker. you know, to start off the day, and by the end of the day, she was over at North House at my end, so she'd end up with my locker.
I had it just because I had to be assigned to it.
Now that I think about it, she kind of had that planned out somewhere along the line. I got to find somebody to go out with that's on the other side of the campus. I don't have to lug my books around all day.
Liar.
At least you
liar.
Didn't.
Liar. I didn't pursue you. You pursued me.
That's a story for another
show. Yeah, that's a story for that's a subject for another show. And we're going to get Dr. Phil in here for that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
At least you guys didn't have to hold your books. Having a haircut to make you look like a poodle. I don't know.
I didn't even haul my books home.
I literally, to talk about
a bad boy.
Okay, now we're going to get into discussion about
a horrible, bad haircut. That was a bad haircut. I had to have my hair cut short because it was a horrible mess.
She has naturally curly hair, folks. She's Italian.
I have naturally curly to the point where I look like Shirley Temple. I had the curls to look like Shirley Temple. I mean, ringlet, full-on curls. The only problem is went to the beauty shop. Went ahead and had my hair done. You're not supposed to layer curly hair. Apparently, my hairdresser did not hear that fact. I ended up looking like a darn poodle.
The object was
so are you a poodle or a squirrel? Let's get the story straight here.
Half poodle, half squirrel.
Half poodle, half squirrel.
You guys are horrible.
And that again is another show. Which
that's
will involve Dr. Phil.
That's a rated R show.
We'll have to get Dr. Phil on the air here to help us with that one.
That one's an R-rated show, folks. That's something that you cannot mention online.
Just use your imagination.
Yeah.
Imagine all the people. Yeah.
Just think. Outdoors.
No.
That's all you need to know.
With a tree and a rock.
No.
Outdoors, a tree, a rock, and a squirrel. That's all you need to know.
No.
Yep. Otherwise, she had a problem. Like she said, I took her to the doctors, I took her to the hair salon, and I just wanted them to do
We just wanted them to
the
trim
bottom.
A little bit. Just
exactly.
Take off the bottom a
take,
little
take
bit.
Take, quote, the bottom part. Don't touch the top. Just do the bottom. What she do, she separates and goes all the way up to the top part, and she gives her bangs.
Yes.
What person goes ahead
and
gives
you a gave sh- a cur- you gave a person with curly hair, severely curled, severe curly hair, bangs, and then wondering why they look like a poodle and their hair is cut so short.
I went ahead and went
to school. The next day, had my hoodie up over my head. My friend Chris sits there and goes to me, Why do you got your hoodie up? I don't feel good. No, why do you got your hoodie up? I said I don't feel good. Shelled off, pulled it back. Oh my God, what happened to your hair? Because I had hair mid part of my back.
Yep.
And she said, what in the heck happened to your hair? I got it cut. By what, a weed whacker?
It was a gift from my mother. My mother... trying to do the grandparent
thing.
That
was a gift she should have gave back.
She got my hair
done.
Well,
it was getting towards summer, so.
It was a wonderful idea. And she was trying to be warm and loving. So we decided to do the girl thing, and all three of us went to the salon together.
Yeah, but apparently I got the blind hairdresser.
My mother was furious. She said she'd never seen anything look so bad in her entire life.
Let's get back to the big hair decade.
Oh, dear God.
The 80s, the decade of the big hair.
Yeah, she did the hairspray, big hair, band hair.
I put the hairspray in her hair.
Here's my question.
And
since we don't have a call-in show, I have to do it this way.
What
was up with the big hair?
I loved it.
I know we had like the bell bottoms and the Summer of Love and all this stuff in
platform
the 70s.
Shoes.
Platform shoes.
I love them suckers.
And all this stuff in the 70s, but what was up with the big hair?
I loved it.
It's a fashion statement.
What fashion statement? That you can make your hair so crisp you cut your fingers open?
Yeah, pretty
much. I mean, it wasn't just the girls either, like we said at the top of the show. Look at John Bon Jovi in the 80s.
Axl Rose.
Do you know?
Bret Michaels. Mm-hmm. Who else?
John Travolta did a beautiful thing.
Travolta.
He had his hair done.
Yeah,
he'd pull it back, and he'd put the hairspray in.
Why do you think
the man is bald to this day?
Tim Curry.
Oh, Tim.
When he did Rocky Horror.
Yeah, Tim's was an afro. That was his.
But what was the point? What was the point of?
Between the seventies and the eighties, everything was big.
As a DJ at Wheels Plus in the '80s, and we were, the booth was in the middle, and you were 10 feet up above the floor.
Yeah.
Every Friday, Saturday night, all these girls would come in, big hair.
I think
they all look like they went to the same hairdresser.
Probably.
So what's wrong with that?
I was trying to figure it out. What was up with the big hair?
I'm thinking it was more of a...
You were just happy you just had the one big hair and she was beautiful.
I think it was more of a rebellious thing, more so.
To ruin the ozone layer?
No. Yeah. To have your hair done the way... To have control of your hair the way you wanted it, the way you wanted it to look instead of having it... cut short or being, prim and proper.
What it was...
I noticed it was mostly the guys. I think they were rebelling against short haircut like you had.
I noticed one thing, okay.
Yeah, the guys didn't have the big hair.
No, I'm talking about showbiz guys.
We had the mullets.
Business
in the front, party in the back.
When it came...
Oh my God, it reminds me of Cash Wheeler. He still rocks the mullet.
When it comes to...
So does Dominic Mysterio, too.
Okay.
When it comes to the hair, I had more control of my hair later on in the 80s than I did. Like I said, I had the pixie cuts. I had the short hair, the people ruining my hair or doing whatever.
You notice what she hasn't talked about in 27 minutes? Because we're almost ready to go off the air. She hasn't talked about her bad perm.
Oh, my God.
Don't even get me started.
You know how I wait till the end of the show to bring this up?
That is a show in and of itself.
That was the most horrible thing ever. I literally had skull burns on my head from it.
Because of the chemicals.
Yeah.
That was another big thing in the 80s. If they didn't have the big hair, they had the permanents. Permanents aren't permanent, people.
I love
them. They are for up to 6 to 7 months.
Yeah, that's why.
So, like I said at the beginning, at the top of the show, if you're in the younger generation, you have no idea what this show is all about.
No.
If you're in the age bracket of all of us in the studio, then you have a perfectly good idea of what the 80s and the late 70s and the 80s were like.
Yeah. I have a perfectly good idea. And just you got about a minute to tell me. I got a perfectly good idea about the big hair from like you said, the metal bands.
Go back
and watch the old videos from the '80s and see all the hair.
Motley Crue too.
All right, we gotta fly. It's been a great show and
good to laugh at.
And this is the stuff that we like to talk about on the show because nobody else will.
Yeah.
So we will see everybody next week.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
Have a good one.
It was.